Okay, so I wanted to talk about this topic because in older videos, people would ask me, like, how did you learn women so well, blah, blah, blah. And I'll say go to a brothel, which is definitely true. I definitely say go to a good brothel, and then you really and just watch, just hang out, just to hang out and watch. Don't rate yourself off of, how much sex you're getting, blah, blah, blah. Just if anything, I say at minimum, if you don't like the fuck hookers, and just go there and just watch them and, talk to them, whatever, blah, blah, strike up a conversation, but just watch them. I do say that, but now I will say this also. I was introduced in by a hussy, but the thing was the hussy, this hussy, taught me a lot. My first girlfriend who I can actually talk to was a hussy. The other girlfriends I had before was just, trying to get pussy and then leave kind of thing. But she was the one who actually spelled shit out for me when I was 19. So, story time. When I was 19, I used to go hang out with my cousin. My cousin was like 7 years older than me, I think. Well, he's like seven. He's still alive. He's 7 years older than me. So, and he liked to play video games too. So I used to always go over there and talk about Spider-Man, video games, shit like that. And he was with this woman, and now they're married, but they were just boyfriend and girlfriend. Now his girlfriend's sister was the hussy. And so what happened was, I would go over there, hang out, laugh. We'd always like laugh and joke and all this shit like that, And I'd always try to fight my cousin. My cousin would always kick my ass because like I'm the smallest person in my family, except for like one of my aunts. She's smaller than me, but everybody else is taller and or bigger, overall. So I used to always try, play fight my cousin. He used to always kick my ass, but it was never like, I'm mad at you. We would laugh about it, kind of thing, like because I knew he, I couldn't beat him, type of shit. So at some point, the hussy stopped by, her sister, and she ended up falling for me, right? That she was 25, beautiful, especially for like small town Ohio. She was beautiful, beautiful. And she was one of those girls, like wherever she walked into the room, everybody knew it, kind of thing. Like everybody knew when she walked into the room. And so I remember what happened. Was like, let's say if they knew I was coming over, then she would always be there after she, knew who I was. Or if I would just show up unannounced, she would always just happen to show up. Like, even if we'd be like walking around a store or a mall, she would just happen to pop up. Hey, here she is. Like, it's really weird, right? So I remember after some months of that, her sister finally told me that my cousin's girlfriend told me, yeah, she likes you. And I'm like, yeah, we're fucking right. This beautiful girl, she's 25, I'm 19, I have nothing to offer her. Why would she be coming after me? And so I didn't believe it. I thought they was joking. So I just kept doing me, laughing, joking, eating, play fighting shit like that, playing video games. And she would keep, because she would just keep coming over. And I'm like, I'm just so in the mode of, yeah, I'm not buying this shit. She can't like me. She likes it. She's older, big tits, light skin. She was taller than me too, because I'm 5'7", and she was taller than me, and she fell for me, man. And I think what made it even like worse or better, however you want to say it, what made it worse or better was that I wasn't pursuing her, and I never actually said out loud, yeah, right, like she's better. I never said it out loud, she's better than me. I just kind of played it off and ignored it. So I think that's what made her even more intrigued, because she was the type of woman, like I said, she walks in anywhere, everybody knows she's in that room, kind of thing. So she was used to guys throwing themselves at her, which I'll go into that later. So her, I remember, so my cousin's girlfriend, which is the hussy sister, she gave me her phone number. And I never called it because I was terrified. This beautiful woman is into me at 19. I was terrified of that girl. Like, seriously, I was scared. Just like the other girl, Sherelle from high school with the big tits. She was also big tits, light skin, but she was shorter. And she asked me to pull my dick out in class. And I didn't because I was scared of her because she was beautiful. That shit's scary, especially when you're young, man. When you be 19, 21, 22, 23, beautiful bitches are like intimidating and scary. Because you don't know yet. So anyway, back to the hussy, who I actually ended up getting with. I remember I was riding a car with my cousin and I told him, I said, look, she is too pretty for me. Like, and he was like, yeah, man, I understand if you don't feel comfortable, but you at least got to try it. But he could understand if I didn't. Like, he was just real. He's always been a real honest dude, man. But he's not like brutal. Like, I'm brutally honest. He's like more comforting honest kind of thing. And so I remember I finally called her. I think it was later that day. We went back to my dad's house. Me and my cousin back to my dad's house. Because we, like I said, we played video games. And I called her when we got back to my dad's house. And only spoke for like maybe 30 seconds to her. And I said, oh, I got to go, bye. And she would not stop calling me after that. Because like I said, you got to remember, in her perspective as a woman, she's not used to this. She's 25, hot, big tits, light skin, you know, like thick ass. She's not used to guys ignoring her. She's not used to guys playing her off and not, you know, not giving her attention. You know, she's not used to that. So she it got to the point where she literally stalked me, right? Like, for real. Like she, like my phone, she would not stop calling until I picked up kind of thing. Like it and this is before Facebook and Instagram. So you that didn't exist. But, you know, in real, like she, like if I was anywhere, she would show up, blah, blah. And this went on for like, this went on for about another 2 months. She would like actively stalk me, right? Now, I didn't know she was a hussy at this point. I didn't know she was a stripper or anything like that, right? So finally, I worked up the courage because like she didn't know I was afraid of her. She didn't know I was terrified or afraid or anything. I accidentally fell into this position. I didn't like engineer this shit. Because I was young and dumb, so I just never outwardly said I was scared of her. So I remember when we finally talked on the phone. This went on for at least a month, probably like 2, maybe 3 months. I finally talked to her, and we agreed to meet at a hotel that she worked at. And I was like, I was 19. I couldn't even buy a beer. She had to buy the beer. She's 25. She had to buy me beer. But she was at this point, like, I didn't even realize what I did, but she was like thirsty for me at this point. And she had her own car. She had a red Cavalier with a sound system in. I still remember that car. And I had a car, but she came over to my, where I was living with my dad, picked me up, took me to the hotel that she used to work at with beer, you know, beer, weed, everything, and laid the shit on the table. Because I remember this. It was the night, it was the last Monday night football. So I think it was the Indianapolis Colts. I want to say it was the Colts versus the Buccaneers. I still remember that game because I watched the game in the hotel room with her. And I remember she laid down on the bed just comfortable. And I'm sitting on the edge of the bed watching the game. I'm like, nah, I'm just so oblivious and clueless. I'm 19 and dumb as fuck. Like, I'm so oblivious and clueless. As I'm normally kind of dumb as fuck for real. Like when it comes, I mean, most men are, but when it comes to like, you know, social cues and shit like that, she was like laid down, like flat on her stomach, comfortable, like with her hand in her head. And I'm watching the game, drinking beers that she bought. And I asked her, I said, do you want to have sex? And she goes, well, yeah, that's cool. But if you don't want to, I'm fine with that too. And like, I was getting drunk. I remember I put my hand on her shoulder. I said, oh, well, thanks, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we did end up having sex that night. So fast forward a few meetings. And I remember she was getting real shy and nervous after we would fuck, right? And I remember we lay down to bed, you know, after fucking, and she goes, well, I want to tell you something, but I don't want you to be mad or something, blah, 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 blah. See, this is how you know when a woman really likes you, because she really, because like I said, women know when they're doing bad shit, fucked up shit. Every woman, they know. They know when they're being hussies or they're passive being a hussy, and they're really ashamed about it. See, modern women, they're trying to normalize it, but they can't do it because they know it's fucked up. So I remember we were laying in the bed. And she goes, yeah, she's getting real, which was really out of the norm for her. Cause she was, you know, outgoing, you know, not loud, but loud, you know, she could talk. And so for her to get real shy and nervous, it kind of made me uncomfortable. So I said, well, what's going on? And she goes, so you promise you won't get mad and blah, blah. I said, yeah, I don't care. What? I'm thinking, what, maybe she was born a man or some shit like that. Like, that's my first thought. Like, she was born a man or something. She goes, well, I used to dance. I said, oh, okay, that's cool. And she goes, well, no, I didn't use to dance. I used to strip. And I said, oh, word. And he goes, I'm not trying to, you know, marry her or nothing like that. Like, she goes, well, I just want you to know in case we're out in public and somebody may recognize me and may call me by my stage name or something. I say, oh yeah, I'm not, yeah, you know, I'm not trying to marry her or anything like that. But like I said, but going back to what I talk about in my videos, like when a woman really likes you, like she's ashamed of that shit because she knows it's bad. All those strippers and hookers, they know it's bad. So like if they actually come to a point where they really like you for whatever reason, she really don't want you to know about it, or in this case, she figured it was a matter of time before I found out. So she wanted to tell him. She wanted to be the one to tell me. So yeah, cool, whatever. So after she found out I was cool with it, she was living with this guy who was an attorney. And so for those of you who live in Cincinnati, she was living with this guy who was an attorney in Forest Park. And I'm from Coleraine Township over there by close to the Northgate Mall. So I remember they would have parties, and of course I'd be invited because my cousin was invited because they was all dating. So I'd be, but the attorney dude never knew. I knew him and talked to him, and he never knew that, you know, that whole hussy story shit. And it got to the point where she would want to go out and strip. She would lie to him, telling some bogus story, but she was going out to strip. And so she would want me to drive her and her girlfriends in the guy's Lexus. He had a white Lexus, and I would drive the Lexus, drive her friends all around, you know, to these basement parties or, you know, clubs or whatever the fuck. So they strip, and they would do, you know, they would shoot like cue balls out the little cunts or whatever the fuck, you know, shoot water out of it. They would just walk around, dance. And she would teach me and tell me and show me like what guy's going to do what, who, what, and where, all this shit. So and my job was after we got there, when the guys would, you know, throw the money, I would go out and pick up the money and put in the bag, right? That was my job. And she would coach me along the way. She goes, yeah, she would point out the guys who would be a problem. She was, see, yeah, the guy over there, he's gonna do this, the guy over there is gonna do that. Like this is why, like when I talk about this shit on my channel, like bitches know. And like I'm not saying this shit to talk out my ass. So and her girlfriends, like They knew exactly which guy was going to try what and where and how. They knew it. And it got to the point where I was looking up and say, yeah, he's going to try this. And then I look over. Every guy would always come up and try shoot a shot with her. And, you know, most of the guys are going to fail. Because like I said, most times before, in most cases, by the time you approach an attractive woman at game time, okay, she already knew who she was going home with when she went out that night. Okay. If you're approaching a beautiful woman when it's game time, like Friday night, she's already stripping or some shit like that. By the time you approach her on some shit like that and she's completely free for you, oh, she's fucked up. That was the equivalent of online dating back in those days. And I learned that through her. And it gets worse when you get into those richer communities where if you go out to clubs on a Friday night thinking you're going to go hop home with something. If that woman is free on a Friday night and single and ready to go home with a dude, oh, that woman's fucked up. I mean, use her for a pussy, but that woman's fucked up. So anyway, with the hussy girl, with the stripper girlfriend, we did that. I don't remember how long we did that shit, man. and she had a simp following her, right? And this is a weird story. So the simp who would follow her around, he was friends with my cousin, but a good friend of mine knew of him. And a good friend of mine was like a bully, right? I don't want to say his name, but he wouldn't think he's a bully, but he was a bully. We used to call him F Dot because his name started with F. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, but Sean Carter, he had that S Dot Jay-Z back in the day. So we used to call him F Dot. And he used to roast motherfuckers and be ready to fight at the drop of a dime. But we was cool. We were real cool. But he used to beat motherfuckers up. So so I remember the scent who would follow her around. I was tired of seeing him because it was just like I'm sitting up here, you know, dumping my loads in this bitch. And he's like desperately in love following her around, not letting it go. So I said, hey, man, I just wanted to tell you I'm having sex with her. And he just sat down and just got real quiet and mad, like, And F Dot was there. And F Dot said, and F Dot was, I could tell F Dot was, he was waiting for the simp to get up and do something to me. So he had an excuse to get into a fight. Like I knew what was going on. And that's probably the only reason why I didn't get my ass whooped by the simp dude. Because the simp dude was a big, he wasn't a big dude. He was bigger than me. And I'm a small dude. So like there was a good, and back then I really didn't know how to fight at all. So he's like, I really wouldn't have stood a chance. But F Dot kept that whole situation in check. But you want to know the weird part was? I mean, because I remember he was real mad at me and real mad at her, real mad at everybody because I sat down and told him to his face, I'm having sex with her. But you know what was real funny about that? After that, the simp dude, he ended up going to the military. He didn't go to the Navy, I think. And he went up to California and he actually ended up with a real beautiful girlfriend and married her. Like, I was impressed. I was shocked by that. He ended up with a beautiful woman. So, I mean, maybe he simped hard for her and she just fell for it. I don't know. But that was impressive what he did. I'm trying not to say any names. But yeah. But yeah, the first girlfriend, the hussy. Like I said, I would drive the dude she was living with. I was driving his car. It was a nice Lexus to take whores around. So then what happened was, so when we would go out to the clubs, not to the club, like to, you know, house party, shit like that, the guys thought that the girls worked for me. And it didn't know, like technically I was working for them. I was their Uber driver essentially. But then what would happen was after the end of the night, you know, all the guys, they'd be the girl, you know, my girl and all the other girls, they'd be jiggling their ass in front of their face and all that shit, you know, shaking their tits and, you know, doing all these acrobatic moves on the floor and, you know, in thongs and shit. Every guy would try to go home with her. You see it all. You'd see it. So but every night, what would happen was she would take all the money and spend it on me at hotel rooms and buy food that night. That's what she would do. And then guess where she would go get more money? It was either stripping or the attorney. This is what I said in that last video. See, you see women, when she really likes a dude for whatever reason, she knows not to ask that dude for money. She's going to ask the guys for money who she don't respect. So remember that shit. Remember that. Women do not ask men they respect for money. They ask the little chumps that they know are going to deal with it and put up with it. But women do not ask men they respect for money. And a hard way that I kind of see it is, okay, in part two, women do not ask men they respect for money. And women don't ask men who they, I guess, deem is too far lesser than them for money. Like if a woman feels comfortable asking you for money in any kind of way, And she's not immediately, like, literally paying you back financially. She's not doing that, like, immediately. Okay, you are pretty much in that middle gray zone with her. And that's usually, like I say many times before, that's the worst place you want to be with a woman, in that middle zone. You're in that normal zone. Oh, he's okay, but, you know, he's okay means, well, I can use him for money or benefit when I need it. But other than that, I really don't. Yeah, I don't care about him. See, that middle zone, you don't want to, you either want a woman that hates you or love you. All right, then now you got something to work with. But that middle zone, no. Because like I said, with the hussy, she never once asked me for money. Never once. I can't think of many girlfriends. The girlfriends who I had who actually legitimately stayed around and hung around never asked me for money. Or if they did, they paid me. They went above and beyond in paying back with financial and in cooking and some shit like that. I can't remember. Well, don't get me wrong. I'm sure there was a woman who asked me for money, but I pretty much cut off their kind of shit. Now, don't get me wrong. And also, like, you know, something happened. I'm happy to, you know, to buy people shit. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not going to, like, flourish a bitch with gifts. But if I felt like she earned it, yeah, then totally. Yeah, I'm not saying anything wrong with that. If she's earned it, she's been, you know, supportive, blah, 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 and doing all this. And, you know, toss her a gift every now and then. Like, I'm not against that. But yeah, back to the hussy. Yeah, she never once. If anything, yeah, she would go and get the dudes who would toss money at her or some chump that had money and she was essentially just using him for, you know, a place to live or something like that. She'll go to those guys and get it. But here I am, 19-year-old, 5'7", 130 pounds, soaking wet, you know, and she never asked me for it. And didn't have lived at home with my dad, had no money, and she's buying me shit. And then it got to a point where I was trying to figure her out. I said, why are you fucking with me? Like, do you think I'm going to go become something one day or something? She goes, well, I don't care if you ain't going to be shit, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? But I knew, now I know why she was fucking with me, because I had her on the hook because I didn't care about her for real. Like, I wasn't ringing her phone off the hook or anything like that. That's why she cared about it. That's why I think I stumbled into that position. But yeah, the beta simps and chumps that would always hover around, you know, like I said in the video, I think two videos ago, don't give women gifts, or don't give them shit they don't deserve. Because trust me on this, that woman know, Brittany Renner's and all them hussies, most of them know they don't deserve shit. Okay, but guys are coming up giving them the blue cantrails. I was making moves at 12. Like, see, bitches know that there's always gonna be a guy who's gonna give them something because they want to fuck them. And then they can't. Now, one of these hussies, they might end up in a rough spot and they might actually have to fuck with him. But like, it's not her first choice to mess with that motherfucker. Unless he's got, you know what I'm saying? Unless they know he's got millions or some shit like that. And even then, a lot of times they really ain't comfortable with a dude like that. They just put up with it because they know he has money. So they know, you know, it's a good backup plan for later in life type of thing. Like, women ain't dumb. They know when a guy gives them something they don't deserve. They know every second, every moment of it. They are not this whole buy me flowers and all, can a guy buy me flowers? Blah, blah. Like, see, they say that shit because they know other dumb bitches say it. But they know, when women know they don't deserve that shit. The dudes who they respect are the dudes who don't give them shit. For real. If you want to be real. You still got to, you know, approach them and talk to them, whatever. But don't actually give her, like, super free compliments or super free, you know, don't hand her money. Don't give her free food. You know, like, don't pay, like, don't, I mean, I would say this, don't pay for a date, but if you pay for the date, do it in a way to where it comes off like this is just what you do. Because I think with the girl I got now, I think I paid for the first date, but it was more one of the methods of because I got the talking and laughing and took the check and was like, look, I don't I'll bounce type of shit. Like, I'll pay, but submerged in dreams of getting your pussy kind of thing. Like, if you pay for a date, do it like this is just what you do, because this is just the kind of man you are. But don't pay for the date because you feel because you should pay for a woman on the date. No, woman is like third or fourth on the list. Do it because this is because you are number one. Do it because this is just what you do, and then move the fuck on by. I gotta go do some shit like that, and then she can respect that. But if you pay for a woman on the first date because you made it clear you paying for her on the first date because you like her, no, you done fell all in the wrong. No, don't ever do that. Don't ever make that clear. None of that. You pay for the date if you want to pay for. Again, if you want to pay for the date, do it because that's just what you do as a man. You just pay for motherfucking shit sometime, and then you bounce. You know what I'm saying? Make it clear you got something else to do, whatever the fuck. But yeah, man, that's the video. I was going to do another video, but I'll probably save that for tomorrow for Patreon. I'm ready to go because I'm starving. So yeah, if anybody has any questions or anything, or if I didn't explain something properly, because I know I could rant and sometimes I might, you know, jump topics. I do it a lot. So yeah, definitely let me know, man, what you think or anything like that. I'm out of here. Hope you have a good day, man. Bye.